You're about to hear an episode we recorded live from a silent office pod, which was so exciting. We had a few hiccups with Wi-Fi and microphone placement, so at times the audio is not as great as others, but the silent pod, honey, oh, and all that outside noise, it insulated the sound so well. So we had difficulties, not physical difficulties.
Yeah, it was amazing. The pod, the whole experience, incredible. Before we let this episode begin, I want to say a lot of thank yous, like a lot. So here we go.
Let's do it.
First, to Rudy Martinez, Microvellum product engineer at MGC Inc. and Build It Forward extraordinaire, who invited us to participate in the Build It Forward Tech Fair. Then to Amy Huffnagel, executive director of the ACE Mentorship Program Houston, who gave us the idea to host a podcast experience for students. Osman Herrera, ACE Houston Downtown lead mentor, who suggested seeking vendors to lend us a phone booth. Daniel Wirtz, interior designer at eStudio Architecture, for contacting vendors on our behalf and setting the stage for success. eStudio for their continued support of our mission. Amanda Campos from MDI, who said yes and coordinated quickly with Debner to lend us their silent office pod / phone booth. Dustin Carberry with Debner, who moved at the speed of light to coordinate between his team to disassemble, deliver, to Build It Forward event, and then assemble the pod. So all Jessica and I had to do was basically show up.
Yep.
Everyone at MGC Inc. who made time to receive the pod and then secured it like it was their newborn baby. Silent for building such an amazing product. I wish we had at our office, at every office. And finally, to anyone I missed mentioning that made this all possible and everyone who continually supports our mission to make the stories of women in our field visible.
Thank you all. All right, so without further ado, here's the show.
Welcome to another episode of She Builds, She Rents, where we explore topics outside our typical format. We get to spotlight organizations, ideas, and events that are shaping the built environment right now.
And today, we're recording together in one room for the first time at the ACE Houston Mentor Program event, Build It Forward. ACE is a national organization that's been introducing high school students to careers in architecture, construction, and engineering for more than 30 years. I'm Jessica Rogers, super excited to be in Houston, Texas.
And I'm Nardini Rivas, equally super excited in Houston, Texas. Okay, Jessica, let's tell people exactly where we are and why.
So we are in a phone booth / portable recording studio donated for this event by the amazing team at Debner, Silent, and MDI Resources. We cannot thank you enough.
Yes, thank you so much. We sound great thanks to them. You wouldn't know it, but right outside of us, students are building beds to donate to charity. So we were invited to be a part of the tech fair at ACE Build It Forward event. And when students take a break from building, they will come by and learn about different vendors and companies here today, including yours truly, She Builds Podcast. We will give them a small podcast experience by having them join us on our show.
But before that, we've asked a mentor to join us to explain more about ACE and Build It Forward.
Yes, so now we're joined by mentor and actually lead mentor of the downtown program, Osman Herrera. Welcome, Osman.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Wonderful, excited.
Thank you for having me here.
Thank you for being here. So, Osman, what is ACE?
So ACE is an after-school program where we talk to the students about ACE, which is Architecture, Construction, Engineering. So, you know, if there's a student in defense and doesn't know what to study, so we can help them to give them a better idea and at the end to have a better and a more educated decision for their future.
That is so great. I wish I would have known about this program when I was in high school.
Same here.
Yeah.
I didn't have this back then.
Yeah. What careers are the students exposed to when they go to ACE?
So we try to go over all in the industry, like from architecture, interior design, a little bit of landscape, but also engineering, all the engineering that we have, structural, civil, MEPs, but also we teach them about skill traits as well. So they can have a well-rounded education on that, or like a really nice first steps.
What an amazing gamut. And what is your role with ACE?
So I'm one of the lead mentors in downtown. We're five. We have an amazing team, and we organize each session week by week and gather speakers, gather sponsors that can help us with the snack. And then also I personally kind of like run the meeting. So
wow.
It's exciting. I was afraid at the very beginning, but now I think I get the hang of it.
And the program runs from October to April, right? The student comes once a week for about two hours.
Yeah, 2 hours a session. And then at the end, I think like this year is at the end of March that we have the final competition, because throughout the sessions, they work on their own projects. So we have at the end this competition where they show up the projects to a jury. And then if they go to the finals, they get to expose that to the whole community.
Also, you don't only get to go to the after school program if you go to ACE, you also go to events like this one.
Yes.
Like Build It Forward. So what is Build It Forward? Where are we right now?
So we are in a mill workshop. And then this is MGC, which this year sponsored the Build It Forward. Build It Forward is when we gather, there's a lot of sponsors that donate material, and we assemble different furniture to donate to nonprofits. So this year we're doing beds, because there's a really nice goal to have no kids sleeping on the floor. So that's the goal for this, helping that nonprofit.
I love that. That is such a great reason to be here. I was going to ask you, what is one of your favorite things about Build It Forward? But I feel like you just told me.
Yes, it's actually, you know, like it's first of all, you have some hands-on experience with materials. You teach the students also how to handle that. And then at the end of the day, it's really rewarding to know that you will help these nonprofits.
Yeah.
So in other years, we also have help Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, animal shelters. So you name it. It's a great activity.
Yeah. And it's been going for 13 years, right?
Correct.
Wow.
I've been part of this. This is my fourth year.
And the students take a break from building and come to a tech fair where they're exposed to different vendors and professionals and different careers, right?
Correct. Yes. During the lunch break, we try to give them some more information, get them involved and excited with all the different technologies like the Shibless Podcast. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, I'm so happy that we were invited to be here. So now the idea is that when students come by and check us out, if they'd like to, we will invite them to be on our show and answer a few questions, just like you did.
Yeah, that'd be great. I've been really looking forward to hear their answers.
Yeah, me too. Let's invite some students to join our show. What do you like about ACE?
ACE is so inspiring. I really love the program. I think one of the main things that I like about ACE is my ability to speak to the mentors. The mentors are people that like I want to in their position in a couple of years. And so I just find it really inspiring how I can speak to people that are in places that I want to. And so I can kind of get guidance from them, and just, it's very inspiring.
I love that you're thinking about that now. What year of high school are you in?
I'm a senior.
Okay. Okay. Yes. How many years have you been doing ACE?
This is my second year.
What career in ACE are you most interested in? Do you have one? Do you have a few?
Mm-hmm. So at first I started out ACE thinking I'm dead set on architecture, but I took a calculus class this year and I actually fell in love with it.
Really?
So good. Yes. It's really surprising because I know usually people don't really like it, but I found it really interesting. And so I started looking into careers that kind of blend the two. And so right now I'm very interested in civil engineering. So I plan on going to college for civil engineering, and then hopefully I'll master in structural.
I was just thinking that sounds great for you.
Thank you.
And you are here at Build It Forward. Is this your first time?
Yes, it is.
Great. What have you liked about it so far?
I think the initiative is really, really inspiring. I think that being able to help the community while also learning is something so great.
Well, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us.
Yeah, of course.
Now we're joined by Chair of the Executive Board, Inga Sunte. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Inga, can you share with us, what is your profession? What do you do?
Yes, so I'm an architect. I work at Gensler, and I lead our hospitality, residential, and retail studio as a studio director and project director.
What do you do with ACE? How are you involved with ACE?
So with ACE, I've been involved with ACE for well over 10 years. I started out as a guest speaker, then a mentor. Now it's just so thrilled to be chair of the board and really looking to grow ACE Houston to the next chapter. And just there's so much wonderful things. All of the mentors and volunteers are just absolutely.
I love that. And to hear you doing so much, I can tell like people can do this, because I hear people like, oh, I don't have time to volunteer. I don't have time to do this. But I remember one time you said something like, whatever you put into ACE, you get back three times more. Do you still feel that's the case?
That is so true. It is amazing how much our world goes so fast that to really spend our time is our most precious gift. And to share that time and knowledge with helping somebody figure out what they want to do as a career is just so very rewarding. If you make it a priority, then you find time.
What would you say is your favorite thing about ACE?
My favorite thing about ACE is its mentorship at all levels. It's really and the camaraderie and the friendship that you get to form with your fellow mentors and the people in the industry, seeing that spark. There was this one instance where I invited a landscape architect to come be a guest speaker, and that I was working with a group of students, and one student was like, I want to be a landscape architect. And he started drawing all that in his project. So that was very, very special to see that connection.
I love that. Inga, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Now we're joined by a student.
My favorite thing about ACE is really shows like what career path you want to do. At first, like with engineering, you just assume you're fixing things, not necessarily like, all the construction that goes behind into it. Also, like shows how important teamwork is to everybody. But for me personally, it kind of like helped me show like what path I wanted to follow. Because at first I wanted to do civil engineering, but now I'm leaning more towards architecture.
I love that, because I keep hearing the opposite, and I'm an architect, so I love that we got you around to our side.
What I also like about ACE is we have a yearly project, and in the project, everyone's assigned different roles, like project manager, lead engineer, and lead architect.
Okay.
So it helps you like experience more of what you want to do. Mm-hmm. So for example, I'm the lead architect, so I primarily work on like the floor plans and like what we need.
Oh, so cool. What's your project?
Right now, we're trying to build a training facility for the World FIFA.
Well, we could talk about that for a long time, but I'll pivot now. We're at Build It Forward. What do you like most?
What I like most is like the ability to help your community while like specializing in what you want to do when you're older. Like, for example, I never knew how to like use tools like that or kind of work as a team. I feel like it really helped me experience team management and how to do stuff in like a timely manner.
What do you like about the ACE program?
I like the ACE program because I think it helps students who are slightly interested but don't know yet exactly what they want to do build their interest more and see what field they would like to end up in. And it gives them really good networking opportunities into businesses that might hire them later.
What's your profession?
I'm an architectural designer at Heights Venture in Houston, Texas.
What kind of projects do you do?
Right now, I'm working on office renovation located out in Hempstead, Texas. We also work on medical buildings along with commercial buildings.
So what do you do at ACE?
ACE, I mentor students. So I'm trying to give students the perspective of what it's like right outside of school, and architecture specifically, so they kind of have a better grasp of what they're getting into. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to know without experience, without the guidance as well. So yeah.
Cool. So what do you like most about ACE?
My favorite thing about ACE is the opportunity, you know? I didn't know about it when I was in school. I took time taking engineering classes and art classes to try to make a fake curriculum architecture. And now that I'm outside of school mentoring, I can say this curriculum is amazing, impeccable, 10 out of 10. These students are learning a lot about the field. I'm really glad to see them, get that knowledge. And they're really excited to get into the field.
Okay, so Jennifer, what is your profession?
So I am an assistant project manager, milestone project management.
And what do you like most about ACE?
It's giving these students opportunities to be able to learn what is out there for their careers when they decide what to do in the future.
What I like about ACE is how it gives me new knowledge about ACE and architecture, construction, and engineering. Mm-hmm. So to give me more information in order to like use those skills in my programs, like awesome. That I have in school. I really like about ACE is that it gives you like a different perspective on how construction, engineering, and architecture work together. I knew they work together, but like getting to see that firsthand is different. It's like you get more knowledge about it, and you understand that if you study one of those careers, you're going to be in contact with one another. And then it's better to have knowledge about all of the three, so you're successful in whichever you pick.
The ACE career I'm interested in pursuing is architecture, because it's mostly about creativity and artistic skills, and I really like that.
The ACE career that I'm the most interested in pursuing is aerospatial engineering. I really like the process behind like how things are built and how to make them function, like to ensure that the temperature changes are not going to affect how well the object is working and how like the travel. I really enjoy like doing the calculations and stuff.
So what do you like about Build It Forward?
I like the teamwork. Whenever we work together to construct something that's meaningful to children.
I like about Build It Forward that is like really hands-on. Like you get to like go through the process of like constructing something, and you yourself are able to see how they work together, like construction, architecture, and engineering. And you get to like experience all of the three stages, and you're not necessarily like limited to one, even if that's what you want to study. Like you get to see it, how it's working with other people in different fields, and how to like listen and actually like take what the mentors are telling you to do and how to take that feedback.
What I like about ACE is the different areas of architecture and construction, and like they really go into depth on really showing us how that works.
What I like about ACE is that it shows you many fields in engineering, construction, and architecture. Going into ACE, I thought I was just going to be into engineering. Like I have an interest in architecture now.
What ACE career are you interested in pursuing and why?
For me, it's probably interior design, mostly because I like how they like set up the construction for like the actual like place, and they're able to like do different color schemes with that. And I find that really cool because I love putting different colors together and combining them to make it into something beautiful. So I find that really something that I really am interested in.
What do you like about the Build It Forward event?
I really like how we were able to build like beds for like people who actually like need it. And so I really wanted to sign up for that, especially since children, like I really like helping other kids and stuff. And I don't know, I just find that very amusing to me that I'm able to contribute to the community.
Okay, Caitlin, so what is your profession?
I am a principal at an architecture firm that specializes in K-12 educational facilities.
And what do you do at ACE?
So at ACE, I am one of the lead mentors for the Woodlands location.
And what do you like most about ACE?
Oh gosh, that is probably one of the harder ones. Honestly, it's kind of twofold with the students. It's seeing the creativity and the excitement that the students have for this. Everyone, I think students sometimes get a bad rap, like where is the future of tomorrow going? Can you trust in them? And come meet these kids at ACE and you will trust in the future of tomorrow. They seem more outstanding than I ever was at their age. And it just gives you a lot of hope for that. The second part is on the mentor side, be able to connect professionals in your industry in a non-competitive, I'm a very competitive person, but we don't always want to be fighting about money and contracts and all the fun things that we usually are meeting each other through. So it's a place to meet other people, professionals, in the way you're giving back to everything. So it's just so much happier and a more collaborative environment. So I love it.
So what's your role here at the Build It Forward?
So my role today is QA/QC of the actual projects. What that means is I have a group about 10 or so different teams, and I'm just making sure that as we go through it, they're actually doing it correctly before we mess things up, which sometimes we're messing things up on the way, but that's part of learning, especially with word work. I fix it.
So what do you like about ACE?
Most of it, everything, because we can experience architect and construction engineering. It's not like just one. It's like the three of one in the same class. And so I love that because I can experience from each thing.
So what do you like about Build It Forward?
I like about we can build a bed. And it's just not that we can experience like all the business that is everything here. And we can ask that person like how they feel about their experience and their career. And knowing like how they make the things and how they make the construction or architect or engineering. And it's good. And that's why I like the most about the building.
What I like about ACE the most is just kind of like the community that's built around it, especially like the mentors, like because they're very uplifting and supportive of kind of what you're pursuing. Like I'm interested in architecture. So I'm always going to be asking questions whenever we're at the project and kind of working towards that project. I'm in the CERT team. So they're providing like a lot of guidance for us. And just like also too, the peers that are there, like all the students, they're like-minded like you and they have this drive to commit to their life goals. And I admire that and it inspires me as a student as well.
So what ACE career are you interested in? Why architecture?
I like architecture because I can't remember when it really clicked for me, but like I realized that buildings were kind of just a place where people would unite together. There's like all these walls and all these people inside. They're all interacting with each other. And I kind of wanted to be a part of that, like somehow, because I'm not really a social person, but I wanted to contribute to society somehow. So I wanted to create like a space where people would feel comfortable, understood, and get the chance to learn about others as well. So I decided I could do that through ACE.
So what do you like about Build It Forward?
Build It Forward is also just like another one of those things about like community. It's when I like what I love about ACE. So Build It Forward, it not only gives you the chance to like give back to the community, but also you can see the people who are already in this industry and you can learn from them. Like a little while ago, we're building beds right now, right? So there was, I believe he's a
project manager.
He's some sort of contractor. He was just like helping us out and kind of like showing us how to like, okay, this is how to properly measure like an equal amount of space for the screws. That way they're even. Something about the square method, making sure that it's all balanced and safe for users. And just kind of like enforcing certain things. Like you learn lots of tidbits like that from the people here. And so not only that, like you have a chance to teach others as well. Like I've been here for like 3 years. So every time like I Build It Forward, I would like have the opportunity to like show my peers who are not as experienced. It's like, hey, you guys want to use a drill? This is how to use a drill. Make sure you add pressure here. Hold the screw. Make sure you move your hand though. Stay safe. Wear your goggles and gloves and all that. It's just fun interaction.
Hey, designers and curious minds. Ever wondered about the stories hiding within your building's walls? I'm Carrie Seaburn, structural engineer and host of Unstruct, the podcast that decodes and simplifies major concepts of structural design. Behind the math and physics, structural engineering simply predicts building behavior. Join me as we simplify the complex, making structural design accessible to everyone.
Nowadays, instead of measuring it via cost, we're saying, well, what about carbon, you know? We've got two levers now that we can, if an architect has an inefficient design, we can hit them with two levers if you like.
The official casualty figure is 55,000. Everybody I talked to told me that the actual figure is at least three times as much. And I believe that. I mean, seeing what I saw, Turkish codes are good and they have been improving, but compliance was completely lacking.
Fluent in steel, concrete, masonry, and timber design, I'll bring you leading engineers to dissect the tales behind their building structure. Whether you're an architect, contractor, engineer, or just love a good story, this podcast is for you.
Yeah, beam penetrations. That's a fun topic on this project.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Unstruct. From within your walls, hear the story behind how your building stands today.
I think the main thing I like about ACE is that it's so accessible to, you know, kids from all different backgrounds. I go to the downtown ACE training and I just see kids from like Yes Prep. We go like people from private schools, people from like Carnegie. It's just all the kids from every realm. They're just very passionate about, you know, architecture, construction.
So like the diversity.
Yeah. Internships, everything. It really gives like a leverage, like an equality leverage to everybody who wants to enter.
You feel like it opens doors
yeah.
for everyone.
Yeah.
What career are you interested in?
I really want to go into architecture, like a master's in construction.
That is such a great idea.
Yeah, I talked to an architect, one of my mentors. His name's Luis Ayala, and he owns his own firm. And I was like on the fence about, oh, do I want to do architecture? Do I want to do construction at A&M? And he was like, well, you know, architecture is very creative, and then construction's very like, you have to, you know, it's not very much on the creative aspect because you have to kind of merge creativity into reality. So he was like, definitely do the creative side first, and then you can use that.
You can build your creativity muscle, and then with the construction background, you'll know how to build that creativity.
Yeah. Because I'm younger, you know, the younger you get, you know, like little children, they have higher creativity. Do construction first, and then your creativity as you're an adult, it's going to get a little bit.
I didn't think of that, but that's a point. And so now you're doing Build It Forward today. Mm-hmm. What do you like about Build It Forward?
When I was a sophomore, like my sophomore summer, I did a service project in Paraguay. And basically, I designed like a enrichment center. And I kind of did something like this, except I didn't build a bed. I built one of those free little libraries and a playground and like a garden for a school. And it kind of reminded me of that almost. I was just like, we weren't allowed to use power tools. Just had like a bone saw. And just like, it just reminded me, like, I really like building. I really like woodworking.
You're going to be a great architect / contractor. Thank you for joining us today and sharing your story. Now we're joined by two students. Now I have a pair. So what do you ladies like about ACE?
I actually want to be a scientist, but the good thing about ACE is that it makes you do hands-on work. It gives you actual experience, and they also make you figure out a lot of things that have to do with STEM. Like, you have to figure out design, structure, engineering, which is all hands-on experience that you would need if you want to go into a field like that I want to go into, which is science.
The thing that I like about ACE is that I get to meet new people. My friend said here, the experience. And then I think it's really helpful because like right now as high school students, we don't know what we want.
Right.
We can change opinions or anything. ACE really gives that opportunity to like us for like explore different areas and like eventually find like what we really want to do for our career and everything. You know?
Yeah. And you're exposed to so much.
It's a very unique experience.
Yeah. How long have you been doing it? Is this your first, second year?
It's my first year.
This is my second year.
Mm-hmm. You got OG.
Woo! And every year you learn something different, something more.
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I know you'd like to be a scientist. What about you?
I would love to be a civil engineer. I don't know. It just came to mind. And like, I really want to do that because probably because I see how amazing everything works, like in the industry. The roads, the bridges. I'm like, oh my God, I really want to know like how does everything work because it's like it helps our community as well.
Yes. There is a group called Girls in Civil. They are really great. They are active in Instagram if you like to check them out.
Really? Thank you.
Yeah. And today we are at Build It Forward. What do you guys like about Build It Forward?
I love the fact that I got to work with tools like I used to actually work in a bit of carpentry and construction, but today I got to do that all over.
Ooh.
Very fun.
So this is your first year doing it? This is your second?
Yeah, this is my second year.
What do you like about it?
Okay, I liked about it that, like I said before, like meeting new people. Last year, like this group for this year is totally different, everything. Mm-hmm. And then the people also, they work not like specifically like engineer or architect, but there are other people that want to help us and like to learn about. So I really like that I get a hands-on experience. It will eventually help me in the future. Like, you know, like especially if I want to go to civil engineer, that could help me, you know?
100%. Mm-hmm. No word. That's something ACE helps out too. So many people you're meeting.
What's your profession?
I am an architect.
I'm an electrical engineer.
Cool. And what do you do at ACE?
So I am a lead mentor at downtown locations. So I help with some of the coordination that comes up before we have the actual ACE session. And then during ACE, sometimes I'll help with some intros and kind of talking about what we're to expect in the session. But my favorite part is working teams with the students. And I like talking and hearing the creative ideas that the students have that they might not necessarily think of in a different environment. And that's really cool.
More students joining us. All right. We have two now. What do you like about ACE? We'll start with you.
There's a lot actually, like the amazing sites. Like right now, this is a cool one for mine. We're building beds to get donated and we're building approximately 40. And it's just like, I love giving back to the community. And I also love doing stuff that's hands-on, like building things like fences, stuff like that. And I feel like I owe stuff to the community. And also, I just love giving back, you know?
That's lovely. What about you?
I like ACE because it offers more things than just self-commitment. Let's say it offers things to the community, like Julian said right now. Like, of course, we just about to make beds to donate them. Of course, and it offers, like I said. And let's say for myself, I'm learning new things about ACE and engineering, architecture, and construction, obviously. My favorite side was actually this one. It's fun. A lot of new things, a lot of new technologies that I got to know about. And yeah, it's cool.
Awesome. What careers are you interested in now that you've been exploring so many?
Yeah, I'm going to go the one from the start, to be honest. I like, let's say electrical or computer engineering. Because I like computers since the start of, ever since I ever met. Ever since I ever saw the first one.
I got you.
In general, it just got me interested in technology and in computers in general.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and electricity, I just like to mess with.
What about you? What career in ACE are you interested in?
That's a tough one because it's like all a blended flurry for me. Like, there's not one that I don't want to be a part of. Like, HVAC, that's cool. That's just something else, man. And electric engineering.
Oh, MEP then.
Yeah, like, okay. Stuff with conduit. I always felt like those three disciplines, something I want to be a part of. Like, it's like a harsh decision for me because there's like not really a best one for me. It's like all of them are just equally amazing.
That's okay. What year are you in school?
I'm in 10th grade.
We're both in 10th grade.
Okay, so you have time. You can keep exploring. Are you going to do ACE again?
I might. It looks interesting. And next year, of course, there's more, let's say, opportunities. Like, by that, I mean, like, we get to do a whole nother project that involves the same things, but it's a whole different, like, station. And
exactly.
Stuff. Like, so it might be more fun, depending on what it is.
So what's your profession?
My name is Lakevia Jackson, and my profession currently is my dream job, if I dreamed of working. I am a pre-construction manager for Weber. And as a pre-construction manager, I work in the waterworks division. And I work on alternative delivery or collaborative delivery projects only, such as design build or progressive design build or construction management at risk. And I also work on water and wastewater treatment plants all over the state of Texas. So what I do at ACE is I just moved to Houston at the beginning of last year. So I've been here about a year. And I was with ACE in DC as a mentor. And then I moved here. And then I saw they had a Houston chapter and did some research. And the closest location was a little far away. So I was like, oh, I can't do that school year. But then I saw a Woodlands location pop up. So I signed, literally the day I saw it, I went online and registered to be a mentor and also signed up to be on the events committee. So I'm actually a mentor for the Woodlands group as well as on the events committee. So we did plan the bingo and brews for ACE, and then we are planning the end of the year celebration. So that's some of the events that the events committee plans.
So what do you like most about ACE?
What I like most about ACE, we do hands-on activities with exposing the students to different facets of like the ACE industry, as well as I like the fact that we talk about all of the different career paths, both degreed and non-degreed, and exposing them to that and just getting them inspired, because I was exposed to programs like this as a kid. And if it wasn't for programs like that, then I wouldn't be an engineer today, or I wouldn't work in construction. So that's why I'm so passionate about, you know, ACE and being a part of ACE, is because, you know, I really just want someone to say, I want to be an engineer, because this program just kept me so involved and kept me so engaged, and there's nothing else I'd rather do, because that's how I felt. It's like, it's nothing else I want to do but build, be a builder of civilization.
So what's your profession?
So I am, my profession is construction science and management. I am currently a project engineer at Turner Construction. So I work at a job site office, and more or less a good description of what I do is to make sure ahead of time that the building is being built on paper, right? Make sure that we don't have any obstacles ahead of time, making sure that
all our materials comply with our design, making sure that all of our trades are installing per our design. And then, you know, hand it over to our superintendent who takes care of the actual physical construction in the field. But ACE, I have been a lead mentor with ACE for the last year, a mentor for the last 6 years, and I'm currently serving in the fundraising committee. So I try to be as involved as I can with ACE. I love what they do. So,
or what do you like the most about?
What do I like the most about ACE? So that's a long story personally. You know, when I was in school, I felt like there was a lot of people that held my hand and walked me through, and I'm, you know, which I'm really grateful for, and that gave me the sense of you know, need to go after the same thing. How do I pass it forward to the next person? And so when I found ACE, I knew it was it. So I joined. Personally, I really feel like ACE gives me a sense of purpose. I don't feel like I'm an employee in the construction industry. I feel like I am a part of the construction industry. So that's very valuable for me. So I'm not just clocking in and out at a job. I'm actually developing and learning through the industry through ACE.
So what's your profession?
Yeah, I'm a project manager at Airgas. Airgas is a Air Liquide company. What that entails is seeing new construction bills for our different utilities, our plants and whatnot, or we add on to existing infrastructure. So I just wrapped up a project in Louisiana and where we had to install rail car integrations for rail car loading. So I officially can say I was working on the railroad. So that was fun.
So what do you do at ACE?
Yeah, this is my first month being somewhat connected to ACE. So what I like to do is be more involved in this, seeing like kids' eyes light up when they see something new and cool. Letting them know that even though school is hard, engineering is hard, stick to it because you can be part of this, you know, being involved in building things for people in need or putting your mark on like construction. Because I remember when I wanted to quit during this project, and I just finished this week. So to see it actually complete, to see it working, that's a joy that you can't take away, right? You literally design and built it. So I want to make sure others, and especially the young folks, be encouraged.
So what do you like about ACE?
Getting everybody involved from different generations. Because you can always learn from people younger than you, and you can learn from people that are older than you. So, and then of course, the different cultures, which is really cool to see the diversity of students that come in, and they all are wowed by like the different things that they see, right? So that exposure is definitely something what I like about the program, the mentoring program, to give that opportunity to see before committing.
Now we're joined by Jing Johnson. Welcome, Jing.
Thank you, Lodri. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
What's your profession? What do you do?
Yeah, so I have an architecture background, but I also own an architectural visualization firm for 20 years.
What's it called? Tell us.
It's called Prism Renderings, and it's an all-women team as well.
Love to hear that. Nice. What do you do with ACE? How are you involved?
So I've been with ACE Scholarship Committee for 3 years now. I've also done several guest speakers for a couple of locations in Houston.
What do you like most about ACE?
I just think it's such a great initiative for everybody in the industry come together helping next generation. For me, it's very heartwarming. You know, giving and also just a collaboration from everybody in the industry. I love it.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
All right, we've wrapped our recording at the ACE Houston Build It Forward event.
The students have successfully built 40 beds that will go to children in need.
thank you to all of the students and mentors that chose to come and speak and record with us. Unfortunately, due to timing and some technical difficulties on our end, like we mentioned, we weren't able to feature all of the students' and mentors' responses.
Yeah, but we are so grateful to everyone for coming to our booth. Also, all the students and mentors that were nervous to record, y'all sounded great! Nerves, what?
Yes, everyone did so well. And we mentioned it at the beginning, but we have to keep saying it. Thank you again to the kind people of Debner, Silen, and MDI Resources for this portable office pod phone booth. If you heard background noise during the recording, it was solely because there was stuff going on, like literally right outside the booth. But it doesn't even compare to what was actually going on. Like, we are talking table saws, drills, CNC mills, and hundreds of people walking around. So the phone booth was a huge hit. Everyone loved going inside of it. It was so comfortable. And like we said, with the noise going on during the event, the booth was such a nice reprieve.
It really was.
Yeah.
And thank you again to the organizers at ACE. Special shout out to Rudy. He was the one ensuring that the booth got delivered safe and sound. That's it for this charrette. We're grateful to spotlight the ACE Mentor Program and the incredible work they're doing, building it forward
together.
I really enjoyed this charrette. Hope all of you out there listening enjoyed it too. Please let us know what topics you would like us to have a charrette on, and you might hear a future episode based on your suggestion.
Before we say goodbye, we also want to say thank you to CMYK for the music, John W., our technical advisor, and most of all, thank you for listening.
Remember to check out our show notes for links and further information on this charrette.
Please let us know what you thought of our episode. If you enjoyed it, please help us spread the word. Tell your friends, your colleagues, tell them all. Also, give us 5 stars on iTunes and Spotify. And write us a review, please. This all helps us reach a wider audience and for more people to learn about these amazing ladies with us.
Your support means everything to us. If you've enjoyed our content and want other ways to help us with our mission, you can support us by visiting our website for merchandise.
If you don't need any more swag, but you'd still like to consider supporting the research we're doing, you can donate to us on our website at shebuildspodcast.com/donate, or you can buy us coffee at buymecoffee.com/shebuildspodcast. You can also find links to all of these items on our website.
She Builds Podcast is a member of the Gable Media Podcast Network. Gable Media is curated thought leadership for an audience dedicated to building a better world. Listen and subscribe to all the shows at gablemedia.com. That's GABLmedia.com.
We are excited to hear from you and for you to come back and keep learning about bosses with us. You can email us your thoughts at shebuildspodcast@gmail.com. Leave a comment on our website, shebuildspodcast.com. Or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at She Builds Podcast and on X at She Builds Pod. Bye.
Bye.